license.
Sounds kind of good.
Let us pray. The decisions being made in these days, Lord, about general obligation bond. All for occasions, remember that there are bonds between people in which there should be no compromise, and over which you will exercise no veto. Such bonds as love, justice, fortitude, and faith. Bound together in these, may the work we are given to do be done with joy in peace. Amen.
So, thank you, John.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 109th legislative day.
Senator Tiller. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Message of April 29, dear Mr. President. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute percent bill number 526 amended safety and elevators. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. There are no other messages.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 29. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill number 274, special appropriation to the Office of the Governor, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 274, special appropriation to the Department of Education for fire service training. Message of April 29. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 877 amended, new salary schedule and cost of living increase for certain employees of the state not covered by a collective bargaining agreement, namely, committee substitute for House Bill number 877 amended Senate, method of compensating state officers and employees, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. Representative Rudd, Chairman, Representative Power, Representative Miller.
Chair of the Appointed Full Times Committee under unfinished business.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 98 by Representative H. Byrne and Representative Swanson. Utilization of waste heat emanating from the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
Resources.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 679 amended by the Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Treatment of Indebtedness in Public Utility Rate Determination. Committee substitute for House Bill number 861 amended by the Judiciary Committee. An Act Establishing a State Educational Incentive Grant Program substitute for House Bill number 808, Judiciary amended, reengrossed by the Judiciary Committee. An act authorizing state land to be made available as home sites.
Full circus.
There are no further messages from the House.
Communications.
Do you have any communications this morning?
Reports to the committee.
Commerce Committee considered House Bill 255, Extension of Emergency Residential Rent Regulation and Control. And the majority of the committee recommends it to pass. The report is signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurred by Senators Willis and Ziegler. Senators Bradley and Coletta signed no recommendation. There's no further referral. Commerce Committee considered House Bill 294 amended relating to health and accident insurance. The majority of the committee recommends it to pass. The report is signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurred by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senators Coletta and Ziegler signed no recommendation. There's no further referral. The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 411 amended, land use preferences to persons for agricultural purposes. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and Senate committee substitute to pass. The report is signed by Senator Bader, Chairman, concurred by Senators Kutula, Ray, and Sackett. This bill appears on today's calendar. The Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 510 relating to sale of land by Alaska State Housing Authority. And the majority of the committee recommends it be passed. The report is signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurred by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senator Coletta signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Ziegler signed do not pass. There is no further referral. The Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 705 relating to the powers of the Alaska Pipeline Commission, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report is signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurred by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senators Coletta and Ziegler signed no recommendation. There is no further referral. The Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 754, Charges by Public Utilities, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report is signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurred by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senators Coletta and Ziegler signed no recommendation. There's no further referral. The Commerce Committee considered House Bill 755 amended, Telephone Service Regulation, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report is signed by Senator Kutula, Chairman, concurred by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senators Coletta and Ziegler signed no recommendation. There's no further referral. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 669, making a continuing appropriation for the payment of debt service on GO bonds of the state. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, and the Senate committee substitute do pass. Report is signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred by Senators Butterfitch, Chance, Sackett, Ferguson, and Poland. There's no further referral. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill 738, Supplemental Appropriation to Department of Law for Miscellaneous Court Awards. And the committee recommends it do pass. Report is signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred by Senators Butterfitch, Chance, Sackett, Ferguson, and Poland. There's no further referral. The Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 201, Elimination of Architectural Barriers for Handicapped, Aged, or Infirm Persons. And the committee recommends it do pass. The report is signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred by Senators Butterfitch, Chance, Sackett, Ferguson, and Poland. There's no further referral. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 744, GO Bonds for Correctional Facilities. And the majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and committee substitute do pass. The report is signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred by Senators Rader, Ferguson, Chance, and Sackett. Senators Butterfitch and Poland signed no recommendation. There's no further referral. The Resources Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 565, Fees for Fish and Small Game Licenses for Military Personnel. And the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and the committee substitute to pass. The report is signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, concurred by Senators Lehman, Rader, Butterfitch, Croft, Rody, and Orsini. There's no further referral.
Senator Poland. I would like to ask the Senate Resources Committee letter of intent be spread on the journal and ask you now.
Senator Poland.
Labor Management Committee, considered committee substitute for House Bill 634, employment of minors, and the committee recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute and Senate Committee Substitute to pass. Report is signed by Senator Willis, Chairman, concurred by Senators Rowley, Batty, and Sackett. There is no further referral. The Labor Management Committee, considered committee substitute for House Bill 842, pay differentials between state ferry employees residing inside and outside the state. And the committee recommends it do pass. Report is signed by Senator Willis, Chairman, concurred by Senators Rowley, Batty, and Sackett. There's no further referral. I have no further standing papers.
What's this present committee?
I have none.
Introduction of resolution.
Senate concurrent resolution number 103, by the Resources Committee, relating to the preservation and restoration of the Bishop's House associated with the Church of the Holy Ascension on Onalaska Island. That's the only resolution this committee.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
There are none.
Senator Blue Match announced consent for recess call Sheriff's Department.
Senator Joe Moore, Mayor's Manus, consent to send standard reasons to source the call of Sheriff for the first attempt at the government party clock. So far. Our projection, Senator Mitchell. Senator Blue, Senator Blue.
Mr. President, there is a, but not on the front. Confusion is we can make some edits and understandings today. And so I would move that we recess till 1 o'clock sharp.
Senator Blue, Mayor's Manus, consent to send standard reasons to recess till 1 o'clock. Our projection, Senator Mitchell. Senator Blue, please. Have the first and third reading on the bill 647.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 647 amended. An act regulating motor vehicle repairs.
Senator Lonzo, may I ask you to consent to Senate Bill 647 and consider it as a purpose? Senator Moore, Mayor's Manus, consent that Senate Bill 647 be returned to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment. Is there objection? That objection we have before us in second reading, Senate Bill 647.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 647 amended. An act regulating motor vehicle repairs. Amendment number 3 by Senator Miller, page 7, line 8. Delete section 45, 45, 230 in its entirety.
President, I want to move the adoption of amendment number 3 here at work.
Mr. President, this is an asking for delete the waiver provision that the waiver we were doing, I think, the waiver we were doing yesterday in the form of amendments that were adopted on the Senate in another section yesterday. I ask you.
Senator Moore's consent for the adoption of amendment number 3 is their objection. That objection, amendment number 3 is adopted. Do we have amendments?
There are no further amendments.
Senator Tiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate has announced consent. Senate Bill 647 be continued to go advance and read place upon passage.
Senator Tiller, move the motion and ask consent that Senate Bill 647 be advanced from second to third reading, place due on final passage. That objection we have before us in third reading, Senate Bill 647.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 647 amended. An act regulating motor vehicle repairs.
Yes, please, yes. We have a vote for the first and use Senate Bill 647 passes Senate. Senator Moore, please vote. Will the Senator vote? Please fill out the room. Mr. Senator, change the form. Senator Moore.
There are 13 A's, 7 A's.
Senator Tiller.
There are 20 yeas.
So Senate Bill 647 is an effective date clause, passes Senate. Fingers down in consideration of the daily calendar. From the way?
Senate Bill number 721 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to exemptions from municipal property taxes and providing an effective date. Community and Regional Affairs Committee held this bill in consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and that this committee substitute be passed. The report was signed by Senator Rota, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Willis. Senator Orsini signed the recommendation.
What should I move the adoption of the committee substitute?
I believe move the adoption of the Senate Committee on Affairs Substitute Bill for some bill.
Mr. President, this bill is designed to correct a problem that exists on the Kenai Peninsula. Presently, the city of Kenai, Hamer, and the Kenai Borough have exempt business inventory on the city of Sandaka, Kenai. The bill was in its original form, was designed to allow this county to exempt business inventory, thus allowing Sandaka to be on parity with all other cities within the Kenai Peninsula Borough. This came about because of a change in statutes a number of years ago, and Sandaka got a chance to defend it as part of this former executive law. The bill was originally drafted, was too broad, and a number of municipalities, including the one that I represent, objected to the broad nature. The committee substitute narrows the scope of the bill considerably and would allow those municipalities which do not have the same exemptions as the borough in which they sit to correct the situation. I'm asking that for consent.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 721 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to exemptions from municipal property taxes. There are no amendments.
Mr. President, the action committee for amendments to the national act presents Senate Bill 701, considering the growth of mass therapy, Vice President.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 721, an act relating to exemptions from municipal property taxes.
I'd like to discuss the debate of the commission to Senate Bill 721 passes in the state of
There are 20 yeas. Senate Bill number 753 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to daycare. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommended it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Bradley. Senator Chance signed, no recommendation. I have no amendments.
I would ask the Secretary to read the amendment on this.
Amendment number one by Senator Chance, page 4, line 12, add new section. Section 13, this act takes effect July 1, 1977.
Excuse me, I...
Senate Bill number 753, an act relating to daycare.
No discussion, Judge. Ask for ready vote. Question on air, shall Senate Bill 753 pass the Senate? Senator, receive the bill. Will the Senate vote? Senate Bill lock the roll. Senator, is there a change of vote? Senate Bill take the roll.
There are 18 yeas, 1 nay.
Consent bill 753 finds its consent. We have before us in third reading, House Bill 874.
House Bill number 874 amended by the Labor Management Committee, an act relating to unemployment compensation for persons attending vocational training courses and providing for an effective date. This bill is in third reading, and I have an amendment number 1 by Senator Killian.
Number 2.
President, I move that the amendment to accept that 874 be returned to final reading for specific amendment.
Senator Killian moves that this amendment's consent to House Bill 874 be returned to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment. Is there objection? Objection, we have before us in second reading, House Bill 874, Secretary of Labor, Howard Hill.
House Bill number 874 amended, an act relating to unemployment compensation for persons attending vocational training courses and providing for an effective date.
Senator Killian, amendment number 1.
Amendment number 1 by Senator Killian, page 1, line 15 and 16. Delete, "or because while attending the course he is not available for work or refuses an offer of work."
Senator Killian.
The unemployment compensation legislation had one basic purpose, to give somebody enough money to keep his family while he was out looking for work. And while amendments that allow somebody to take courses when no work is available are laudatory, nevertheless, when jobs become available and the person could earn his own living without drawing funds, he should take the job. I can't see the fact that it becomes, in effect, a student subsidy. Workman's compensation should remain at one basic purpose, to provide enough to keep your family from starving when you look for a job and you should be lucky for it.
Any more?
President, I concur with the intent behind the original bill. We even had interpretation by any commissioner of labor regarding the required of its necessity. However, I think perhaps the opinions may be going too far. With the deletion of that language, you really don't need the bill, because if he's, otherwise he'd be going forward or not attending a training course. And I suspect that the Senator's amendment will much further.
Senator Killian.
I too, I find the amendment a reasonable course ruling, that the amendment paints with much too broad a brush. What the amendment does, remember these, in the first place, these courses that people are attending have been approved. Now, if the amendment said that they didn't have to, that they are allowed to continue attending after they reach the breaking point, it would be worth it. The way this is, it just says as soon as any job comes up, they're out. These were previously approved, courses.
Now, Mr. President, I'm, this meeting, where I don't understand, we've left the ground on these things before. I don't take the meeting. Take care of the way for you. Benefits or waiting week credits for any week shall not be denied, and this is the primary time interesting, and otherwise eligible individuals, because he is attending a vocational training or retraining course with the approval of the Employment Training Division. So what does it, that really does the amendment do? I think it does any harm or anything to it, except it, it just winds it out that the department shall approve of this man taking a course, that's all.
Senator Willis.
I understand what we're doing, and just another portion of the act, Senator Gray, he will be approved, perhaps not available for work, or alternatively, if he receives an offer of work, he would therefore become
So there's, just, some of the other, and this first explanation is absolutely correct. If I understand correctly, if a man were certified, or a person were certified in border course, he, while was attending the course, could be subject to going back to work. I would, it doesn't do justly the intent of the bill, and that is the amendment. If a person is certified under the act, it certainly should be allowed within the parameters of the bill to continue, that course. I just think it's not fair that he should be allowed to continue.
Mr. President, I don't object to somebody who cannot find work going to one of these certified courses and still drawing his unemployment compensation. I don't think that when he is offered a job, he should have the right to turn that job down and draw unemployment compensation under any circumstances at any time.
Well, the discussion, carry the vote. Question is the adoption of Amendment Number 1.
Roll call, please.
The last question hand will be a roll call vote. Question is, shall Amendment Number 1 be adopted? I'm moving up to the floor. Every time we vote, Secretary Lafleur. He's saying there's other changes, though. Secretary Lafleur.
There are 9 yeas and 11 nays.
Senator Spiller will adopt Amendment Number 1. Are there further amendments?
There are no further amendments.
There is a further
amendment from the National Senate House Bill.
House Bill Number 874 amended, an act relating to unemployment compensation for persons attending vocational training courses and providing for an effective date.
Is there a discussion? Ready to vote?
I think I should call Senator Reeder's speech number 7, that passing this bill solves the non-problem.
Further discussion? Is there a vote? Question is, shall House Bill 874 pass the Senate floor and make full debate? Here is under voting, Secretary Lafleur. The Senate will have a change in vote, Secretary Tucker.
There are 16 yeas, 4 nays.
Senator Shapiro.
President, the National Senate will vote for effective date on
the Senator Shapiro, the National Consent to the vote on the bill to consider the vote on the effective date by without objection, then House Bill 874, effective date by Senate passes. We have the first and second reading, House Bill 411.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 411 amended by the Resources Committee, an act relating to land lease preferences to persons for agricultural purposes and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute. And a majority of the committee recommend that substitute be passed. A report was signed by Senator Pullen, Chairman, no recommendation. Senators Huber, Orsini, and Rody signed do pass. Senator Rader signed do not pass. And Senator Meehan signed no recommendation. The Resources Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. I beg your pardon, the Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with the Rules Committee substitute and that it do pass. The report
report was signed by Senator David Chairman, and concurred by Senators Couture, Ray, and Sackett.
Senator Gomez, I would move the rules committee substitute.
Senator Tom moves the adoption of the Senate Rules Committee substitute. Senator Couture.
Mr. President, the Senate was trying to straighten up some language that was laudatorily placed in the last year's bill, but has been used in this most conservative version, but one that's still effective. I would recommend its adoption.
Senator Simmons?
Mr. President, Rules Committee substitute, I think the Rules Committee substitute is a far better approach to this subject. This version is bouncing around a couple different other bills of legislation, but this is by far the most direct and really worth getting a very immediate change into our statutes done, so I hope everybody votes for it.
Any discussion? Senator Couture, yes, can you?
Yes, ma'am.
Senator Couture, ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Senate Rules Committee substitute. Is there without objection, Rules Committee substitute adopted.
Senate Committee Substitute, Board Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 411, Rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to land sales or leases for agricultural purposes.
Any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Couture?
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent be substituted House Bill 411, considering Rules passed the reading twice by title.
Senator Couture moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 411 be advanced from second to third reading twice by title final passage. Without objection, we have before us a third reading, House Bill 411.
Senate Committee Substitute, Board Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 411, Rules, an act relating to land sales or leases for agricultural purposes.
Do we discuss that?
Senator Rager, this is a free read, you use it, how is it?
Senator Gilmore?
One of the problems that we had with the agricultural departments, like Senator, is that people who were legitimately in agriculture have acquired land adjoining them from the state at roughly 10 cents on the dollar, and it only required holding it for 1 year before they had fee title and the right to subdivide. And what you found was, in many cases, people before they went out of the agricultural business would make this last push to grab a piece of land alongside so that they would have a large block of acreage that they could then subdivide at a very small cost. Not only do some of us feel that we should protect our agricultural land, but that the ability to pull a ripcord like this be closed. This bill has a couple of advantages over the other one in that it doesn't lock it up for 30 years or anything like that. It can be put forward, but the state cannot be robbed in that when a person applies for agricultural preference right from the state, they get the agricultural rights. They do not get the right to subdivide and develop for uses incompatible with agriculture. This means that if they wish to develop it, and it's in the best interest of the state to do so, that these rights of subdivision still are retained by the state and are disposed of only through auction, so that the state cannot be robbed.
Senator Couture?
Well, Johnny, Senator, tell you, I've found no cases of people to economic agricultural use and exploitation, but there's some that qualify it and then did exploit. We want to tighten it up. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, the whole thing is going to go down to.
Senator Rose?
Mr. President, as long as everybody has their looks into it, nobody in this country bothers us. If I could be sure that the whole thing went down to two, the bill failed, I would try to defeat the bill. But I think the whole thing is unsound. But I think that this is not as bad as this business that the most was on. There are a number of those who are both different, and they're going to be talking about sound. You've got exactly what's happening with happening. And I have to be more effective in the future than what they need to be abused, and even though we are attempting to close up to this
point. Any discussion? Board of vote. Motion here to House Bill 411, as the Senate. Senators may proceed to vote. Senator Rose, the Secretary of the House, vote. together. Say, Joe, thank you.
There are 20 A's, 1 A's.
For the House Bill 411. Number four, and second reading, Council Board 487.
House Bill number 487, by Representatives Kelly, Conburn, Eater, McKinnon, Parr, and Sullivan. An act relating to foster home care and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill in consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and let it do pass. Report signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Coletta, Bradley, and Chance. The Finance Committee had this bill in consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute finance and that the Finance Committee substitute do pass. The report was signed by Senator Reid, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Butchovich, Sackett, Rader, Ferguson, Chance, and Poland.
Senator Reid,
substitute for House Bill number 487 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to health care for foster children. There are no amendments.
Senator Tilly?
As the members of the last half of the Senate, House Bill 487, considering growth spent, will be placed on pass.
Senator Tilly, move the last amendments, consent that House Bill 487 be amended from second to third reading, placed fully on final text. Without objection, we have before us in third reading, House Bill 487.
Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 487 Finance, an act relating to health care for foster children.
Mr. President, we're getting House Bill 487 without no fiscal impact on program services to get medical care for new children not covered by Medicaid. It's currently provided under program services foster care special needs. Clothing and special equipment is also provided under the foster care program. Less than care section. Because we have no security united, then we would have no knowledge at this particular time as to how much it would actually cost and how many children would we have to take advantage of the rest of care. There's no way we could tell you exactly what the cost would be. Apparently, it is going to be too much.
Further discussion? Senator's question?
Senator, I'm not going to deal with this area of legislation. Is this going to be complete costs of handicapped foster children to pay all the basic costs, but it paid all foster children plus the special additional costs of handicapped children? That is, there will be a difference between the actual cost, actually cost of only foster child and the handicapped child.
Right.
I don't know if I exactly understand my colleague's question, but all the medical care for the future not covered already by Medicaid is currently provided under the program services foster care special needs. CRU is being invited to question the health and social services. I assume, if I understand the question, I would assume yes, all the costs will be paid.
Further discussion? Okay, well, question is, House Bill 487 passes 6. Someone make sure this. Please, somebody vote. Secretary, I lock the roll. Mr. President, change is done. Secretary, I lock the roll.
28.
For House Bill 487, pass the Senate. We have the floors, pass the current resolution now and then. We have the floors, House Concurrent Resolution number 9.
House Concurrent Resolution number 109 for the Judiciary Committee, requesting the Alaska Bar Association to publicize the Attorney Fee Review Committee. The Judiciary Committee had this resolution on consideration and recommends that it be passed. The report was signed by Senator Stigler, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Cohen, Killian, Wheeler, and Miller.
Any discussion? Ready to vote? Question on this, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 109 pass the Senate? Any of his favors say aye?
Aye.
Any of his opposed, no?
No.
The ayes have it, Concurrent Resolution number 109 pass the Senate. We have the floors, House Concurrent Resolution number 37.
House Concurrent Resolution number 136 by the Rules Committee, honoring Elmer L. Sullivan.
Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 136 pass the Senate? Any of his favors say aye?
Aye.
Any of his opposed, no? The ayes have it, House Concurrent Resolution 136 pass the Senate.
Senate Bill number 48 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to teachers' post-retirement pension adjustment and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and that it be passed. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Chance, Bradley, Ferguson, and Coletta. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a Finance Senate Committee substitute and that the Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senators Ferguson, Chance, and Coleman recommended that the Finance Committee substitute as amended be passed. Senator Buttigieg, Sackett, and Rader signed the recommendation.
Can you read? Ray moves the adoption of the committee substitutes and the other floor.
This is if we, bill that we brought down, and I must apologize to the, week floor, there was a mix-up in the two buildings, where the heater, the original bill, the one that's in your folder is not the bill that we will be considering, and we can adopt the, that bill. If we can adopt this bill, then we will amend that adoption, and we will be working on the bill that we really want you to see. Everybody say yes every time I'm allowed.
Substitute for Senate Bill 48 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to teachers' retirement and providing for an effective date. I have Amendment Number 1 by the Finance Committee. By the Finance Committee.
Every Senator have a copy of the Finance Committee. Two pages. Every Senator have a copy somewhere like that.
Yeah. Mr. President, I would move the adoption of Amendment Number 2.
Right, move the adoption of Amendment Number 2, we have the floor, sir.
But this is refining, now this, Mr. President, refining.
for the amendments.
Mr. Chairman.
Actions for amendments to the National Consent Bill. Consent Bill 48, consent to propose back to read and codify.
Senator Kittle moves, and ask unanimous consent, consent Bill 48, to advance from second to third reading, place for on final passage. Senator Ray objects.
Senator Ray, for some, this is a very complicated subject. We just brought an $8 million bill to a parking $2 million bill. I'm not an expert in this, I can't do that kind of, I'm sure that, for opportunity to talk to you about this, that's some reason for unusual pay style of bill. I'd like to see that over check bill tomorrow, if you want to, if you want to.
Well, I would object to that, because we've had this brought up several times in finance committee. This is the version we finally ended up approving, because we kept paring it back and paring it back and paring it back. We worked on it all last year, and we had to be paring it back. It's been under discussion three times in finance committee, this year. I think I'll go ahead and act on it.
President, you are, the Senator was prepared to vote in favor of an $8 million bill, she didn't want to change. I would like to ask his opportunity for the law to look at this bill of payments.
Mr. President, with your chance, that's a good reason.
I would like to point out, 2 hours ago, when I was saying I wanted to vote for the bill, I was expressing support of the bill that we approved in finance committee. Without even realizing that the staff had made an error and brought down the wrong bill. I was talking about the bill that's in front of us right now, and that's the one I support, would like to go ahead and vote on.
Mr. President, as a matter of courtesy, Mr. President, I think so, the word is absolutely correct. The word will come in as a way to Monday, Jack, Monday, Jack.
Well, as a matter of courtesy, I think to the Senator Ray, I'm not giving the courtesy to finance committee, expect or name as a member. He's a member of the finance committee, he's had clear opportunity to discuss this, he would have known exactly what the comments were. He was not meeting with finance committee this morning, he was busy finding other methods or other things to find wrong with this bill. I am happy that he did, and I must commend him, because he did point out a mistake that was made in the staff. However, I must honestly reprimand him for his writing his, his attitude that he used toward, his colleague from the, finance committee. And, I don't care what he thinks about it, and I expressed myself to him very clearly. I appreciate your concern, and I oppose the integrity of Senate bill, and you are opposed to the bill, and if you are being dilatory, I am very sorry, I hope you are not. And I appreciate the fact that I don't think that you are, because you understand and say it, you're not.
Senator Kittle.
That's worthy of the U.S. Senator statement, in addition to some other senator, you know, the word he distinguished, et cetera.
Well, let us, Senator Kittle.
I would have voted for the bill, but anybody that filed a $6 million error in the bill that was before us, certainly if I would have only time to wait over the length.
Good, Mr. Kittle.
Oh, Mr. Kittle.
Senator Ray.
I think there's one exception to that, if you didn't find a $6 million error in it at all. It was all a $6 million error in the original bill. I think it's certainly find out, and I'm sorry that I raised my voice. It's getting a little bit late in the day, it's getting a little bit late in the session. There's so many people, it's got every right in the world to try to hold up bills. More power to you. But the other side has just as much right to roll them right over the top of you.
Now, Mr. Feldman, let's get first. Question is, Senate Bill 48, the advance from second to third reading.
I don't think it's clear to say that I'm dilatory. I spent this morning working on this. The staff made the error. It wasn't the finance committee that made the error. The fact of the matter was that we had the wrong bill in front of us. I don't think it's unreasonable at all. I think that I'm being dilatory because I want to wait for Monday on this bill.
Okay, Jen.
48, it's been in this town for a long time, we've done a lot of work on it. I appreciate the fact that the senator found the error that had been performed by the state. But I think the rest of us know what we're talking about, and we're ready to vote on it, and then notice a great consideration can be given, and you can be given an opportunity to discuss it again on the agenda.
There was no error. We discussed very thoroughly in caucus, the understanding and the figure we're giving in caucus. The bill that we are considering right now, was the understanding that at the very time that the cost of the bill that we are considering right now would be, what the voters understand is the cost. If the senator from Anthony's wishes to hold over the whole Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, or next year, more power to it, let it vote by his conscience, and I'll support his movement.
I'm getting just a little baffled, because, you know, I have the bill that was before us on the calendar, and it costs $6 million more than the bill we now have before us, and I hear somebody saying that there wasn't any mistake. Now, you know, you can blame it on staff, you can blame it on anything you want, but most of us were looking at the bill that was on our calendar this morning, and that's the only one we had to look at. The other one's a new one.
Bobby, you guys, with the morning, whatever it is, I think, you are the minority, but this is the minority. I would say that he knew what the cost of the bill was. He is certainly one of the most informed and informative members of this body. He runs around and finds out everything he can and tells everybody what he knows. There's no problem with understanding him. He knows what it costs. As well as everybody on this floor. We argue about it. I take full responsibility for the error. It was my fault. Anybody wants to call me and say it's my fault, you be sure to address me and say it's your fault. And I will accept it with grateful appreciation. It's my fault and I apologize to the body. Just come and tell me about it.
It's all good fun. You know, in all seriousness, the issue is not whether or not a mistake was made. And, in some respects, Senator is absolutely correct. The
is, Senate Bill 48, we vote in second reading. Further discussion? Greg, the House of Representatives, will call the vote. First order, Senate Bill 48, we have in second reading, from members down in the movement, proceed to vote. Will the Senate vote? Senator Lockwood? And Senator Wiley changes vote? Secretary Baker?
There are 12 yeas, 7 nays.
So Senate Bill 48, will appear in second reading. Senator Lewis? Senator Lewis, notice of reconsideration on House Bill 874, the mayor of McLean. Bring this down to unfinished business. Senator Lewis, would you move the bill with this message to my house?
Message of April 30, the House has passed House Bill 657 amended relating to plating authority and providing for an effective date. Transmitting same for consideration.
And read on the third.
That is the only House message.
Reports of special committee.
The free conference committee report dated April 22, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker. The conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had Senate Bill number 272 amended, operation of food service and concession stands by blind and handicapped persons, and House committee substitute for Senate Bill number 272, finance amended by the House, operation of vending facilities by blind and handicapped persons under consideration, recommends that free conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for Senate Bill number 272 be adopted. Senate members signing, Senator Chance Chairman, Senator Ferguson, Senator Coletta. House members, Representative Ida Chairman, Representative Sullivan, Representative H. Frank.
Senator Chance.
I would move the adoption of free conference committee report on 272.
Senator Chance moves the adoption of the free conference committee report. We will force Senator Chance.
The free conference committee bill includes the technical changes that we've made in the earlier bill in order to keep them in conformity with the federal act, and also removing the reference to municipal buildings. I'd ask for your consent.
Senator Chance asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the free conference committee report on Senate Bill 272. Is there objection? Without objection, free conference committee report is adopted. Bring this down to special order. Senator Sin.
President, we put a game we had last night to the House and the Senate, but the first is more.
Oh, check the other four.
The Senate did win the game, very handily. High score was paid for it. High following was Senate President Jesse Cook, which we found out in the third quarter. We're in the process now of trying to get together a game between the legislature and the lobbyists, which hopefully will be sometime next week. I think everybody had a good time last night, and nobody had any heart attacks or anything. We're all here this morning, very pleased to prepare. I think everybody had a good time with the role play game.
Senator
Mr. President, I would request privilege of four for a similar purpose.
Objection, number four.
I'd like to remind the body that
Bailey, Councilor Rose?